The Lord revealed to his prophet Malachi that he will send the prophet Elijah before the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the children to their parents, and the hearts of the parents to their children. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth are inside the temple, praying to the God of their ancestors. One worshiper whispers to another, but Elizabeth overhears them. Elizabeth is here again, praying, maybe at her age, still hoping for a child. Well, it's too late for her now. She's very old. Elizabeth praying, "Glory be to you, my God. My soul magnifies you, and my spirit rejoices in you. You are my wonderful God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your servants, Abraham and Sarah, trusted and believed in you, for nothing is impossible with you. She was even older than I when you blessed them with a child. Though I was not blessed with a child, who am I to question the Almighty God? Your eyes roam throughout the earth, and as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are your ways higher than mine. Therefore I humble myself for even speaking of the blessing you gave to Abraham and Sarah." At the sound of a bell ringing, everybody in the temple rushes outside. Zechariah says to his wife, "Elizabeth, it's time for me to burn the incense to the Lord inside the temple so that I will see you later outside. Everybody must go outside." Elizabeth kisses her husband. The other worshippers leave the temple. Zechariah stays inside, burning incense and reciting scriptures. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appears to him, standing at the right side of the altar. Zechariah is gripped with fear.